when I listen to the project, it's like being in church. What's your concept of the project?
Well, that's what we really tried to put together. I believe that just some certain things that are solid and good as it relates to good old gospel music. We tried to bring a balance in many areas. Of course, there's contemporary songs, but I'm into praise and worship, and that's where Let It Rain takes us. And then we have the good old traditional songs like I Need Thee. So I believe it's well-rounded.
It definitely is, and that was my next question. I Need Thee. I mean, that song, along with Let It Rain, brings you into in the presence of God.
Praise the Lord.
Beautiful.
And that's what it's all about. And that has been my whole goal since I've been singing and preaching, is really to get people into the presence of God.
Is the music industry moving towards a praise and worship type industry now?
I believe that we're seeing more and more of that. And, you know, I believe in the music industry there has to be balance. And I think that people are learning to appreciate different kinds of music, which is a great asset. But there is something about praise and worship that captivates everybody's mind. I mean, it just takes you right there. And so I think that's where we're really, really going, and more people are grasping to the praise and the worship.
Our guest on the Praise Party, Bishop Paul S. Morton. Bishop Morton, I noticed on your first cut, High Praise, you have Desmond Pringle. How was it working with Desmond Pringle?
Oh, he is awesome. That is one of the most gifted young men that I know, and he sang that song too, High Praise.
And he definitely did. Let's talk about a couple of more songs. Bless Jesus.
Yes. And again, that takes you right back to church.
Okay.
And so we wanted to make sure that happens, because, you know, with the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Mass Choir, we wanted people to even have songs that they could sing in their churches on a Sunday that would just take them to where they need to go. And so it just takes us right there. I love it.
Okay. Speaking of church and the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship Choir, how important is your ministry, and how important is your music ministry? Do they go hand in hand, or is one maybe a little important, more important than the other?
Well, again, I think it's so important to have balance, and I guess I'm just glad to be on both sides of the track, because being a singing preacher, I know how important it is, because you have a lot of preachers who are not in the music arena, so they feel as though that singing is not important. All y'all need is the word. But the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. So I believe that the music side brings that balance. And so I don't like to see people just wrapped up in music. And I always tell gospel artists, make sure that you're under a pastor, make sure that you're in church where you can get that word. Don't just get hung up on the music. But both of them complement each other, and I think that's what's needed if we're going to go forward in the gospel industry.
I noticed that you are the president of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. Was there a vision that you had when you moved on from the Church of God in Christ?
Yes, you know, and that was always in me as it relates to the Church of God in Christ. I always appreciate my roots, and I learned that Pentecostal side, but I saw a need in the Baptist church, because I found out that they were good people, great people, but never was able to reach that level as it related to the fullness of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and casting out demons. And so God allowed me to leave the Church of God in Christ, come into the Baptist church, learn what the Baptist church was all about, and I found out that the foundation was always right. The foundation was good. They believe in the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but getting to that level of the power of the Holy Ghost. And so God allowed us to really bridge the gap between Pentecost and Baptist, and it's been successful.
Is Bishop Larry D. Trotter under your tutelage?
Yes, he is. He's a third presiding bishop, and he does an excellent, excellent job in the fellowship.
Okay, you guys don't go at it when it comes to music, do you?
No. he's really doing a great job in music, and I know we just shared together in our conference, and we kind of did a tag there in the preaching. But he'll join in wherever it's necessary, and I'll join in and help him. We work together very closely.
Very good. Now, for someone who has never heard of Bishop Paul S. Martin, how would you describe your ministry, and how would you describe your music ministry?
Well, to describe me for somebody that don't know me would have to say the sincerity of what I do is important. I believe that you have to feel what you do, so it's not an act with me and my singing ministry, and I believe that that's why people are able to pick up the anointing, because the anointing is really seeing the presence of God, feeling the presence of God. It's not about me. I move myself out of the way and just want the Holy Spirit to have His way. And anybody that knows anything about me, I endeavor to do that in my music ministry, in my preaching ministry, because I believe that it's all about Him. And then God blesses you as He blesses me when we recognize who He is and just giving Him all of the glory. And that's made the difference.